This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Teak, and we'll be chatting with this guy a lot during the football season. We like him. We've always liked him. He actually made people some money, I think, last year for once. He finally got some picks right. Pete Prisco, CBS Sports HQ analyst, long time in the game and one of the good dudes. Pete, what's going on, buddy? How are you today?
What's up? Tiki taking a little shot at me. You know
no,
what?
That was me. No,
you guys.
That was me.
Be on TV.
That wasn't me.
That was me.
That wasn't me.
You know Tiki doesn't do that.
That was BT. That's like the sharp.
I know.
That's the sharp taking shots at you.
He's always taking shots at me.
Exactly. I got nothing but love for you.
Do your thing, boy.
But Pete, let me ask you about the situation down in Jacksonville. Last year, they left the season. Coach Coughlin, or I guess Executive Coughlin now.
Who is coaching the team?
You know what I mean. Was upset with T.J. Yeldon and Leonard Fournette. And we haven't really heard much about that since. Where is Leonard Fournette with respect to this team? And what are their plans for him going forward?
Well, T.J., last year, that was a mess down there.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you. It was all the way across the board. It wasn't just those two guys. It was guys on defense and, you heard a lot of stuff about Telvin Smith and others in that defensive side that kind of kept trickling over. And they got full of themselves. I mean, that's the bottom line. They got a little full of themselves. They have to go to the championship game. They were young. They thought they had arrived, and they hadn't. And as far as Fournette, he showed up weighing 240 pounds. He didn't know the playbook. His head wasn't into the game, and he got hurt again. It wasn't a very good situation. They put him on this year where, hey, you either come in, get in shape, know the playbook, or you'll be gone. And so far, so good. And he's going to be much more involved in the passing game. He's going to be much more involved in the running game than he's been the first couple of years. So I think they're excited about what they have. But that thing went really south last year.
All right. Now, another situation down in Florida is the Dolphins quarterback spot. Obviously, Miami really short on talent. They're probably the worst team in the league. I mean, do they squeeze out more than 3 wins? I would personally be stunned. I don't know why they wouldn't start Josh Rosen and get the full evaluation. What are they thinking? Who's playing week one?
I'm with you. I would start Josh Rosen and find out what he is, because then if you know, then you got to draft one or get one next year. I'm with you. But you know how these new coaches are, and they all take the field thinking we're going to have a chance to win. And if they think in the short term that Fitzpatrick gives them the best chance to win, I'm not saying that's the case,
yep,
but maybe Flores feels that way, then I think they start Fitzpatrick, and I do think he's the opening day starter.
Okay. Talking to Pete Prisco, who's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports HQ analyst. And you guys have a lot of fun on that. You do a really good job. So that's what Pete's been doing. He's doing some other stuff, but that's his main gig. And he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Hey, Pete, tell us why the Miami Dolphins, just sticking down there in South Florida, why they're interested, or at least allegedly interested, in Jadeveon Clowney. We know that he's not going to be with the Houston Texans long-term. They can't make the money work, I don't believe, with J.J. Watt still there. What's the Dolphins' interest in Clowney, and does that happen?
Well, let me first go back to what the Texans are doing. The reason that they're not giving him a long-term deal is a couple different ones. One, they want to see better commitment from him, A. But two, in talking to people, and I saw their guys up in Green Bay a couple weeks ago, they are not so sure he can line up on the edge and win consistently by himself. And if you go back and watch everything he's done in his career, and he is a heck of a run player, he's a violent player, he's a tough physical player, but if you go back and look at some of his, sacks and where they come from, they move him over the A-gap, they blitz him a lot on the interior, they do some stunts and stuff like that to get him some pressures, and he's good at it. But when you pay that guy a boatload of money, he better be able to put his hand on the ground and go win consistently against that outside tackle, and they're not sure he can. So that's why he's on the market. Will he get traded? I do think he will. Why would the Dolphins do it? Because they would probably view it as one of the building pieces, when they look at how they're trying to become a good football team. You have to have the quarterback. You have to have the pass rusher. You have to have the corner. You have to have, the big play receiver nowadays, the way the game is played. And you have to have the left tackle. And they feel like they have the left tackle in Tunsil. They don't have the quarterback. We know that now. if they can get the pass rusher, then they have the corner and Howard. I think they have a good start there.
I don't know. I look at Clowney. He's the kind of guy, if you watch, you know, 4 or 5 minutes of his YouTube highlights, you're like, this guy's the sickest player in the NFL. And then you watch him snap to snap, and you realize there's a pretty big drop in terms of, you know, the snap to snap efficiency. I don't see it. I don't know why Miami would do it. But I guess I'll take your explanation. Listen, if I'm rebuilding, I'm not rebuilding with Jadeveon Clowney. I'm sorry.
I'm not saying I would do it. I'm with you, Brandon. I wouldn't do it either.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you.
All right. Talking to our buddy Pete Prisco, CBS Sports HQ analyst. So we could probably do – it seems like everything that we're asking you so far is either about the Dolphins. Now we get to the branches, but these also extend to the Dolphins. Ryan Tannehill, a former Dolphin. You think there's any chance, because there were whispers early in the summer that he could unseat Marcus Mariota. You think that happens?
Not unless Mariota really struggles for a long period of time. Look, they got to find out what they have. They drafted that guy. Remember, they traded to go get him, and they drafted him, and they got to find out what they have in him. I still think there's a lot of unknown and a lot of uncertainty inside that building of whether he is the long-term answer. So, no, I don't. Unless it's a total disaster. And they're going to be competitive because they're tough and physical, and Vrabel will have that team playing hard. They're going to stay around.
I like them. A matter of fact, as a quick aside, I said last week in terms of over-unders, you know, try to make some money over-under win projections, they're on my list of 5 value plays. I like Tennessee. I just don't love Mariota.
Yeah, I'm not a big Mariota guy either. And so but they have to find that out. I don't think they can use this season to, you know, stick Tannehill in there, because unless it's a total disaster. I mean, if Mariota's throwing pick after pick after pick, then you make a change after 4 or 5 weeks. If it's not a total disaster, you let it play out and see if it can get you to the postseason.
You know, Pete, give me your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers and this new situation he's in up in Green Bay. We heard the rumblings that they were lack of minds meeting. Yeah, you know what I mean? And is it Aaron or is it the situation that he's in? Because it seems like this happens a lot with either his coaches or former players, and now there seems to be some friction with his new head coach. What's up with Aaron Rodgers?
You know, I was up there, and I actually talked to him for a while, and I think a lot of that has been overblown, to be honest with you. The last offense was outdated.
Yeah.
I mean, and he was a big reason why. I mean, he'll admit to that. He likes to come to the line of scrimmage and identify where guys are and go from there. He doesn't like a lot of pre-snap movement, a lot of bunch formations, and picks and rubs. Well, that got outdated quickly, and people figured it out. And even the great Aaron Rodgers sometimes can't come from out from underneath that. So they had to get with the times. I think this offense is different for him. He said at times he felt like a rookie this summer. But he's okay with it, and he likes Matt LaFleur. He said the quarterback room's fantastic, and so I think he's in for a big year. I really do. And I told him, I said, I think last year he threw, what, 25-3 or 26-2 or whatever it was?
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
I told him he's going to go into the 40s this year. I said, but you'll probably throw 10 or 11, and he didn't like that. He said, 6 or 7. I go, probably 10 or 11.
Yeah.
I think if you throw 45 and 11, that's significantly better than playing it safe and throwing 26-2. Not that he played it safe, but a lot of quarterbacks, and you guys will know this, a lot of quarterbacks have told me, they said, if I want to go into season and throw 4 interceptions, I'm probably not going to throw 20 touchdowns. I'm not really taking my shot. So I think Rodgers gets back to being Rodgers.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, though, Pete. Was he likable?
You know, I like him. I do. When you sit and you talk to him and you talk football and you talk about things away from the field and stuff, yeah, he's likable. Mm-hmm. I could see where some people would say he's not. Mm-hmm. He can be difficult. But, I like him. I do. And there are certain guys you just don't like. I like him. I think Rodgers is approachable. He likes to talk about things away from football a little bit. So he's likable.
Okay. Hey, by the way, I have another Dolphin branch for you here. Jay Cutler, we had him on the show yesterday, and I asked Jay, I said, hey, do you think that it's really sustainable 80, maybe 90 offensive reps or plays in Arizona? And he was very dubious, as am I. You know everybody around the league. You're connected. What's the belief going into the season? Can they do that?
Run that many plays?
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
It's not going to happen. And by the way, we haven't seen that offense at all.
No.
I mean, you know, everybody keeps pinging Murray for what he is and what he's been so far in the preseason. They never run their offense. Nothing. I was actually there for the first game, and he completed, what, 5 or 6 passes, and one was a drop. But actually, the guy was a catch, and the guy went out of bounds before he made the catch. But what happened was they rolled him out, bootlegged him and everything. There was no spread, no 4 or 5 wide receivers, none of that. I think they're saving stuff for week one. We won't get a real gauge on who he is until that game, because I don't think we've seen what they're going to do.
I'm with you. Very vanilla, very benign. Pete Prisco, CBS Sports HQ analyst with us here on Tiki and Tierney, getting ready to wrap it up. Go ahead, T.
Hey, Pete, we'll finish with the big story of the weekend. That was the Andrew Luck retirement. And it's not, this isn't about Andrew Luck, but the Colts, they're in an odd space right now because of Jacoby Brissett, who probably was going to start the first week of the season anyways, if not the first month, because Andrew Luck had taken, had played one practice in preseason. So it wasn't as shocking as I think to them as it was to everybody else. But if Jacoby Brissett's not the guy, and they bring in Brock Osweiler, who I don't think anybody really loves. Chad Kelly looked good in the preseason, but it's the preseason. What is their A and B plan now that Andrew Luck is gone?
Well, I think they have to find out what Brissett is. I mean, that's first and foremost, because he's in a free agency year. So, I mean, what if he goes out and lights it up? Then they got to make a decision on what they're going to do with him.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, number one priority. I love, though, that Andrew Luck retires and all of a sudden everybody says, oh, Jacoby Brissett's going to be a star. Really? We know that already?
No.
I mean, look, when he was playing, I'll give him this. He did some really good things when he played a couple of years ago. The team was terrible. They put him in bad situations. This team is much better. And I like the kid. I think he's got a good arm. But for anybody to just come right out and say, oh, we know he's going to be a star, you got to slow that roll a little bit. I got to see it.
All right. Hey, yeah, you got to run. You putting any money on these college games tonight? Anybody jump out for you?
No. Who do you like? You got? I know. Give me one. I know you got one.
I'll tell you one. I like Tulane. I like Tulane laying three at home against FIU. Here you go. Book it.
You can't go against Butch Davis. Hey, come on.
-3.
He forgot Tulane. Who the coach was.
No,
he forgot who the coach was.
Don't disrespect
I'm
me
just
like
joking.
That.
I'm just messing
Tulane
with you.
Tulane -3. All right. Say hi to my boy Port. Good job. I'll see you.
All right, man. We'll see you guys.
Great job. He's such a good dude.
He is.
I like him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.